Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. Today I'm going to recreate the makeup from my latest single, I Got What You Need. Let's go. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to apply the foundation with the Beauty Blender. Once I have the foundation applied, you will see that I'm starting to blend it really well. And it actually took me a long time. I got so tired. But yeah, keep going. As you can see, I am applying the concealer and I have a darker one and a lighter one. So I have mixed them. And now it's time for contouring, which is something new to me. I haven't done that before. So I'm kind of nervous, as you can see. But this is the tricky part. I'm trying to apply this blush. Look at my face. And this is a blush that is creamy, so I kind of freaked out, but now it's getting better because I am blending it all. So now it's time for the banana powder to make the makeup look flawless. I don't know if I'm doing the right things actually, because I'm not a makeup artist. It's just a lot of fun for me. So if I got any makeup artist here, please be nice to me. Applying the highlighter. These are some tricks that I stole from the makeup artists I've been working with. I could definitely do my makeup for hours and not get tired of it. I know not many enjoy doing this, but I love it. And I'm having a lot of fun too, as you can see. Now it's time for eyeshadow. And I don't have the exact palette that the makeup artist who did my makeup during the video had. So I'm just using whatever eyeshadows I have. So I'm going with different eyeshadows. One after another, so I'm just trying to build the layers. I'm trying to make it longer, as you can see on the left side. I had like a little tail of eyeshadow. Then I'm applying something that has a little bit of glitter. It's not very easy to see it from the picture, but if you guys watch the video, you can see that it has some glitter in the eyeshadow. It was so crazy for me to shoot this music video because I actually shot 4 music videos in the same day, so it was really tiring. It took us something like 15 hours or something like that on the set, but I am really happy with how the videos turned out, and it's been really fun. Actually, it's been quite an amazing experience. I'm trying to blend it as much as I can and not have any harsh lines on my eyes, because I feel like it's very important to make it as smooth as possible. I can definitely see that it's not the same color palette, but I think it's nice. It's quite nice. It's more like day makeup, maybe. If you guys haven't seen the video, go on my YouTube channel and watch the video and let me know what you think. It's a very dear song of mine because I recorded it a few years ago and it took me a long time to actually release it. But I'm really happy that it's out now, because there was a time when I really thought that this song is never going to be released. The first version of the song was very different in terms of meaning from the version that has been released now. When I first wrote the idea, I wrote about a toxic relationship with a narcissist, and I wanted to write it from the other person's perspective when they realize that they are in a relationship with a narcissist. And my intention was to make this person not seem as a victim, but as someone powerful. Then I
wanted to edit the lyrics, and so I came back to it a few years afterwards. And then I changed the lyrics and I made it a song about a woman who is confident in a man's world, basically.
It's usually like that when I write a song and I don't release it, and then I come back to it and I listen to it and I realize that it doesn't resonate with me anymore, so I have to change it to make it, you know, fit into the present. So this is what happened with I Got What You Need. I wrote it a few years ago and then I came back to it and realized it's not my story anymore. So in a way, music is always like, for me, when I write music, it's always like journaling, you know. I believe that makeup does the same thing music does for me in a way, which is it provides me a channel through which I can express myself. And that happened since I was a little kid. I remember when I was a little girl, I used to spend hours in the mirror doing my makeup. When I started, I didn't know I loved making music so much, and especially writing music. I was a singer first, but then I discovered I could write songs, and it was the best thing that happened to me. We are getting close to the final result, but we have a little bit more, and now it's time for the eyelashes.
If I was to choose
my favorite
one makeup product that I cannot live without, I think it would be mascara, definitely. And the second one would probably be lipstick. And now it's time for lips, because they look so weird without anything on them. And with that foundation on them, they look quite weird. But now it's time to
put some color on them and make them beautiful.
So I'm starting with the lip liner.
What I really loved about the makeup from this video was that the makeup artist used the colors that I'm using the most, and I always go for brown for the eyeshadows and also for the lips. Also applying a gloss to make them look shiny. And we are almost ready, but we also have to do the eyebrows. We are getting closer and closer to the final result. I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you watched the music video and if you listened to my new single, I Got What You Need. Thanks for watching, everyone, and I'll see you in the next videos. Mwah.